Good morning. Welcome to Daily Motivation with Reverend Singleton. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4, chapter 7th verse. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding. That means when you are going through something, you're going through trials and tribulations of life, but you have the peace of God. Wherever you are today, open up your mouth and your heart and ask God for his peace that will guard your heart and your mind. Our minds need to be guarded. Our minds need to be guarded from negativity. Your mouth, what comes out of your mouth comes from your heart. Out of your heart, your mouth speaks. So ask God to pour peace into your heart so you can speak life. You can speak joy. You need a renewed mind. Until you change your thinking, nothing will happen. You cannot expect a change when you have the same old patterns, the same old way of thinking, the same old thought. You're thinking that the situation is unto death, that the situation will never change. Until you change your mind, you will not be able to receive the peace of God. Open up your heart. God, I don't know how you're going to fix this, but I know you have the power to fix it. I know that whatever you have for me is better than what I have for myself. Some of us don't have peace because we're running after things that was never in God's will. We are focusing on things that we and people that we should not be focusing on. Change your focus. Change your mind. Renew your mind. How do I renew my mind? First of all, I have to want to be renewed. I have to take accountability for the things in my mind that I know that are hindering my blessings. Sometimes we are our own hindrance by our thinking, by our actions. You cannot want peace if you continue to stir up chaos. Whatever you reap, you shall sow. Those who reap a peace shall reap a harvest of righteousness. Sow good seeds. Wherever you are today, be the light unto a dark place. You want peace? Show peace. Sow peace. Go out in the world. Be a peacemaker. The peacemaker shall reap a harvest of righteousness. Wherever you are today and whoever you encounter, whether it be in a store, whether it's on your job, school, in your home, can your family see you as a peacemaker? How do your family see you? Do they see you as a troublemaker, the one that everyone avoids, or do they see you as a peacemaker, the loving kind? Open up your heart and mind to receive what God has for you, but you have to be renewed. You have to put away old things. The Bible said, when I became a new creature in Christ, all old things passed away. Behold, became new. You can't become new doing the same old thing that you were doing before. Examine yourself. A lot of times we are upset by other people's actions. We give other people's actions too much power over our emotions. Take the power away from them. Take it. They do not have the ability to make you happy or sad. Walk into that job today with expectancy. Expectancy of peace. Walk into that school today. Expectancy of peace. Walk into your house, walk throughout your house, expecting peace. Be a peacemaker. It's your perception of what is happening, how you perceive what is going on. Are you going to give the enemy power to control your emotions? A lot of us will wake up and say, oh, it's going to be a bad day. Guess what it is? A bad day. You spoke it out of your mouth, out of your heart. Your mouth spoke. Examine your heart and make sure your heart is flowing with peace and joy. Good thoughts. Speak against those things at night. Claim victory, regardless of who upset you on the road, in the house, in the store, in your job, in the school, or whatever issues of life is going on. Open up your mouth. Lord, I ask you to touch me today, that I have the peace that transcends all human understanding. Everything could be crumbling around you, but yet you still have peace. You could be sick in your body, yet have peace. Somebody's on their deathbed, but yet still have peace. Somebody can be watching a loved one taking their last breath, but you still have peace because you know it's well. The peace of God that transcends all human understanding be with you. today and every day.